mixed martial arts. It's a sport practiced around the world. It involves a combination of wrestling, karate, kickboxing, and several other styles of fighting. Garrett Holliff is a Cooper City athlete who loves the sport. His nickname is G-Money. But Garrett is not your typical MMA fighter. In fact, his toughest battles are outside of the cage.
I love mixed martial arts.
Garrett has Down syndrome. He was diagnosed the day he was born. Garrett's mother, Susan, says she was concerned for her son before she gave birth.
For some odd reason, I had a strange intuition throughout my whole pregnancy that something was wrong. I asked the doctor after an ultrasound if he had both his arms and legs. You know, I couldn't pinpoint what was wrong, but I knew something was wrong.
But Susan's concerns in Garrett's life changed completely when he walked into his first American Top Team gym. American Top Team is a chain of MMA gyms and is considered one of the best in the nation. And one of its main gyms is in Coconut Creek, about 30 minutes from where Garrett trains regularly. Since his first gym experience, Garrett has trained to become the best. He's even had a few sessions with top professional MMA fighters. His coaches say he has what it takes to win.
I coached him at a Naga tournament where he took first place and he won with submission. And it was awesome. He listens amazingly. He does what you say.
Garrett stands 5 feet tall at 140 pounds, though a little shorter than the average fighter. He makes up for it with his muscular build. His body and muscle tone defy every stereotype of someone with Down syndrome, and his father, Mitch, is very aware.
So we're told that kids with Down or people with Down syndrome have low muscle tone. Garrett's overcome that, but it's just kind of weird for me because I've heard that before and I know it's medically true and I'm not denying that, so I'm not in denial. But I think to some degree, when you look at those statistics when you look at those kids or past generations, they were just never given the opportunity. If I never stepped into the gym, I would be a pretty fat dude at this point. So I think that part of that is that they've never been given the opportunity, which is something that we really kind of champion, is give these kids the opportunity to get their physical fitness in.
Garrett fights for a variety of causes, including autism. In fact, his rival, David Stefan, is another MMA fighter, one who fights with cerebral palsy. But as if Garrett's disability wasn't enough of a battle already, he's quickly learned there are other obstacles to face.
There's a lot of people that really have no knowledge of the sport, no knowledge of Down syndrome, really, and no knowledge of G-Money.
Just minutes before a scheduled fight between Dave and Garrett, the Florida State Boxing Commission stepped in and canceled the event. They were worried two men with disabilities fighting in a cage may put a negative image on the sport. Susan says everyone was heartbroken, especially her son.
This is really the first time someone said, nope, you can't do it, and we won't let you.
But Garrett is tackling this fight head on. He began a campaign called Garrett's Fight, hoping to convince the Boxing Commission to let him fight in Florida. His website, garrettsfight.org, shows press releases and news regarding the progress of his campaign. He's also launched the hashtag LetGarrettFight on social media. He's received a lot of attention, so much so that the National Down Syndrome Society teamed up with the Disability Rights of Florida to help protest. His coaches, including Dad, believes the support he gets makes the fight easier for Garrett.
And I think the important part there is that they're proving something to themselves first. You have to believe in yourself before anybody else is going to believe in you. And I think that that's a big thing that martial arts does for everybody. It makes you believe in yourself.
And his biggest strengths are his heart and motivation.
That wasn't it. These guys, they train harder than anybody. They train harder than anybody. They're overcoming not only their regular handicap, now they have to overcome psychological things that everybody's telling them they can't do it. You know, then they have to overcome just showing up, waking up, getting up, doing the regular things that we do every day. They have to overcome that and then come in here and train. And they're doing it. They're doing it on a regular basis, on a daily basis, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day.
But the attention Garrett received is not because of his disability, but in fact a result of his talent. Mitch believes his son would not have such a strong support system if he didn't deserve it.
He earns his respect just like everybody else in the gym. You don't walk into a martial arts gym and you're not given respect, it's earned.
And just like most MMA fighters, Garrett respects himself. Understanding toughness comes both mentally and physically.
I'm not afraid of anything. Sometimes prepare to get hit, but you just how to learn to take it.
Even with the number of hits Garrett has taken, he's been able to fight back. His fight with Dave has been rescheduled, only this time it would be taken outside of Florida and into Missouri. Garrett has been training for months for this fight. Although excited, the Hollows are making sure they are as prepared as possible. The fight will take place tomorrow night at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles, Missouri. Garrett is confident in his ability to win this fight and in his ability in every fight after. I'm James Torres, WUFT News.